Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with talk radio news. Going inside the Beltway with Victoria Jones. Hey, Victoria, when is it Christmas? Is it time to take a couple days off yet?
No, it's not time. It's not.
I know it's not fair. It's not fair. All right, so the president, to be fair, apparently on Sunday met with House Speaker John Boehner. And, you know, it's tight as a drum what they were talking about. Obviously, all this fiscal stuff, you know, what's going to happen with taxes, what's going to happen with entitlements, with spending and slashing and taxing. What do we know maybe coming out of that?
Almost nothing, which is what's so very interesting. We know they met at the White House. We know that both sides issued the same joint, identical, brief statement saying blah, blah, blah. Lines of communication remain open. We know that nothing else leaked overnight. We know that nothing really leaked during the day. The two sides said slightly different things during the day. Then Speaker Boehner's office said that there were people from the White House and people from his office who were working together Monday. So that's good. That means that obviously the principals met. They got some broad brushstrokes worked out, and then they got the minions working on it. So that's good. And then, you know, then there's all sorts of highfalutin stuff and posturing going on at the same time. But what I thought was very interesting today was that when the president went to the Daimler plant in Redford Township in Michigan to give a speech about the fiscal cliff, and he also addressed the right to work law that has just been jammed through, which I'll mention in a minute, I listened very carefully. He talked about Congress needs to act soon, Congress needs to pass this, Congress doesn't act soon. He never said Republicans. He never said John Boehner. He never pointed a finger. And that said to me, yeah, they're working on this. If he'd wanted to point a finger, he would have said something. He just referred to Congress.
Oh, so that could be good. That might mean there's a little bit of leverage here, a little bit of wiggle room, something going on that may happen if he's being careful. You're right to observe that because he would normally have said Republicans. That's what he's been saying all along.
Right. That's what I got out of that, but he was careful there.
Yeah. So tell me about the right to work stuff that you just mentioned.
Well, this was really interesting because, as you know, this was jammed through by Republican Rick Snyder, who had really fooled everybody into thinking that he was like an independent, and the Detroit Free Press excoriated him in an editorial over the weekend. I mean, just ripped him apart. And so the president's giving this speech at this auto workers' plant, and then he does say, what they shouldn't do is take away your rights to bargain for better wages. And there were loud, prolonged cheers. And he said, you know, these so-called right-to-work laws don't have to do with economics. They have to do with politics, pause, that give you the right to work for less money. And he went on in that vein for some time. And he said, we don't want to race to the bottom. We want to race to the top. And he said, there's always some other country that can treat its workers worse. So he made it very clear where he stands on this issue.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, so one thing I meant to ask this before, Colorado enacts their pot laws. Are people being very careful about asking about the president and pot? Or no, that's not even an issue.
They're being fairly careful about it, but I mean, I think they're interested in knowing, is the Justice Department going to try and enforce this law federally? And there have been some pieces about this saying that the Justice Department is trying to weigh up how hard it's going to go after the states, whether it's going to do a hold off or whether it's going to go in hard, and what its policy is going to be. And the consensus seems to be the Justice Department hasn't quite decided what it's going to do yet, and it's looking at two or three different options.
Yeah. Victoria Jones, we'll talk to you again. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you.
All right, so you heard us talking there, obviously, about the right to work thing that was huge in Michigan, and there are certainly many right-to-work states. One of them is Texas, where our satellite facility is, and there flip a coin. Half the people like it, especially the corporations, but half the people hate it because they don't have a chance to organize. There are 23 states, in fact, in the United States that have right-to-work laws, but the Prez is saying he doesn't want to see Michigan become the 24th because he's saying, if you really look at it, it's giving you the right to work for less money. Republican proponents of the right to work idea and states and whatnot and the legislation in Michigan argue that workers would be free to decide whether they want to join a union. So really, at the heart of it, it's about unionizing and not being able to work through a union. And we see what's happened with unions. In some cases, unions have been bloody destructive in this country. In other cases, unions are necessary. Depends on what industry we're talking about. And it depends on the past, I think, of that union. Certainly, if we go back into our history, there were many times when unions saved the lives of so many people. But that's the problem. It's the pendulum effect. How often do we see this where the pendulum swings to the ridiculous point and then kills the thing that ultimately was so good for such a long time? And I think for unions, in many cases, union jobs, that's exactly what's happened. Now, Daimler Chrysler announced that it would add 115 union jobs at a Detroit plant. And this was right before the Prez actually got up on the podium. And he gave a very, very brief speech, what Victoria was talking about, slamming the Republicans for opposing his plan to end tax cuts for the top 2% of American taxpayers. And then he stopped saying that. He didn't say that any longer. So it was kind of interesting. There was a little bit of a slam that I caught when I went back and looked at it. But for the most part, not throughout the whole speech, you certainly didn't see that. The White House won't say whether the president and the Speaker of the House made any progress whatsoever in their talks to prevent this so-called cliff. And they've got just 3 weeks to go. We know the countdown is on, or these tax hikes kick in and spending cuts go into effect next year. So here's the question, a couple of things that we're going to talk about. Unions, number one, are you in a union? What do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Are unions, in your opinion, job killers or job creators? Do you get better pay and benefits and better working conditions still because of unions and because of the collective bargaining agreements, or do they hold companies and people hostage? Has the pendulum swung too far in many cases in the ridiculous direction or not? Or really, is it starting to be more centered again? So let me throw out the digits. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Also coming up this hour, we're going to take a look at some odds and ends, including an Australian radio team that decided to pull a prank that went way too far and led to the suicide of a nurse in England. That's coming up around the bend. Hang with us here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
Right to work, states. Stand up and be counted. We're talking about what the president brought up in a brief speech in Michigan. The push is on to try to make Michigan a right to work state. He says, not so fast. This is just a ploy to take money out of your pockets, take away your benefits, and in the end, make life a lot harder for you because you don't have a chance to be part of a union or even decide whether you want to unionize, because you wouldn't really be able to do that. And I've seen this go both ways. I certainly know in the past, it's history. We learn it in school. You hear about what happened in the sweatshops way back when, in the 20s and even before that, certainly in New York, we're talking about the garment industry. And then once there were unions that helped the people who really had no rights and were being trampled on and literally were in conditions where they didn't know if they were going to survive them or not in many, many cases. And not so much here, I'm talking about the garment industry, although there was a horrible fire that killed many people, the Triangle Factory fire in New York, but other lines of work that were so dangerous, and there were no protections or rights for the workers. So at the time, in a couple of different eras, that certainly was necessary, and thank goodness there were unions. Baseball, even, is an example of that, where the owners were the fat cats and the players got really nothing. They were hauling ice and lifting mattresses over their heads to work for a living and then play baseball on the side while the people who owned the teams were dancing on a cloud of dough. I mean, seriously, they were making so much money. It was insanity. And then that, once the players finally unionized, that turned around. And then, of course, you see how that's flipped and gone in a crazy direction, too. Baseball's a great example of that. People look with a jaundiced eye at the kind of money some of the baseball players are making. But there were so many years where they were getting ripped off, and it was necessary to create a players' union and to have a union for the players. But again, the pendulum went completely off the rails in the opposite direction. All right, Jack from Down Under doesn't like the unions. He says unions are nothing more than legalized extortion. Legalized extortion, and there are many people that would absolutely agree with it. Listen, I lean a little bit the same way that Jack leans. However, I can't completely say that there are no unions that have helped people and are completely necessary in certain industries. But I would say that for the most part, that is what has happened, and it's also actually cost people jobs in many, 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 many cases. All right, let's go to Bob in Atlanta. Hey, Bob, you're first up on America Tonight. How are you doing?
All right, I reckon.
Hey, what do you think, Bob? Right to work or unions, or are you kind of like me? Hey, sometimes you need a union, but the problem is a lot of the unions have held us hostage and held back jobs.
Well, I think it needs unions because the fact is, in my type of work right now, they're locking you down in a situation where you can't leave, you can't go nowhere.
Yeah, so the problem is, again, with economy being brutal, what's happened is that you're stuck. So either way, I guess he didn't get a chance to say what his line of work was, but it could be construction. Construction is one where it's held a lot of people up, a lot of people hostage. And, of course, also in the auto industry, that's happened, too, as well. So, flip a coin. You might agree, you might disagree. Where are you on this one? I think it depends on what you're doing for a living. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to continue to talk about that because the right to work thing is very, very big. And like I said, the president made a huge, huge statement on that when he went to Michigan and pushed the fact that he needed the unions. And the last thing he wanted to see in Michigan was the people there get in a situation where they didn't have unions, and then they wouldn't get as much cash for the positions that they would be hired to do, and they wouldn't get the benefits. In the meantime, I wanted to make sure that we talked about this because I mentioned it. I teased that it was coming up, this Fair or Foul. Did you hear about the two Australian radio personalities, DJs, who made a prank phone call to a British hospital, the hospital where the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, was staying? And ultimately what happened was a woman who was part of that prank call killed herself. 46-year-old nurse who put the prank call through to the ward where the Duchess was. I guess the pressure was too much for her, and decided her name was Jacinta Saldana. Decided the pressure was too much. At least that's the theory, anyway. And she committed suicide on Friday. So the two Australian radio people who did the prank call to the British hospital that got put through were on television crying and saying, apologizing for making the call, which might have led to the suicide of that nurse who spoke to the two. Their names are Mel and Michael, and so they were on Australian TV. ultimately, what happened was the station that they were on decided to fire them. Decided that it was that it was too much what they did, and the publicity was huge for this. So what they're trying to say is, the call was recorded. It went through a vetting process at the network before it was broadcast. And they say they went through every filter that it's put through. Give me a break. Through every filter, they pranked a nurse who had no idea she was being pranked. And then it was recorded and played all over the place. And so, of course, she felt, who knows what she felt like or how she was getting bombarded. But, they were posing as Queen Elizabeth and Prince Charles. They said they thought this is their vetting process. They thought their bad accents would give them away, and whoever answered the phone at the hospital would hang up on them. And they're trying to cover that by saying we wanted to get hung up on with silly voices. We thought that would happen, but then they were put through, and they were actually even given, and this is probably the thing that was so costly to the nurse, they were given some details on her condition. And so when they were, this duo, these DJs were on television doing a mea culpa, they were upset and apologized and all this other stuff, and they described how they found out about the apparent suicide, and they said it was just the worst call they ever got in their life and all this other stuff. Here's the bottom line. A prank is a prank, and, on the other end, you don't know how it's going to go. I agree that when they obviously made that call, they had no idea that she was going to react that way. Certainly they weren't trying to, they were not trying to have her commit suicide. The call was approved, okay, whatever, before it aired. But, so is the blame on the station, on the DJs, or... No, sorry, the blame isn't on any of them because it's just a prank call, and this is what happens. So, if somebody makes a prank call from a radio station, how many DJs were famous for doing that? Howard Stern, his people always trying to trip people up, and morning radio, they used to feast on that. But then there started to be some problems because of the pranks and because of how people would react to them, and... I guess the nurse was probably embarrassed and probably they lashed out at her and who knows, maybe she was threatened with being fired, but committing suicide and should heads roll because that happened. Should the nurse's supervisor be the one that gets cut off? Should she be the one that's fired? I mean, people certainly have killed themselves for less, sadly. But I think it's hard to compare people and why they decided to take their life versus the prank call and what that pushed them into. So I don't know, fair or foul, should they lose their gigs and that's it and shut the door or what? Stay with us.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina. If you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. Fascinating new thing you've seen making.
So we're talking about two different things here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hi. How's your shopping going? That's why we do the online thing now, so that you don't have to fight over parking spaces and get frustrated beyond belief. It's the December grab-a-thon, because that's what it becomes. I think people get whipped up into a frenzy and they just are grabbing stuff. I have a list, and I'm not even checking it twice. I'm just grabbing, getting my stuff. I'm a whirling dervish running through the store, jumping in my car, and just jamming out of the lot. And then you see these crazy accidents that are happening. All right, but we're not talking about shopping right now, ho-hum. We're talking about, sadly, what happened with this Australian radio network, the two people who did the show pranking the nurse, well, really doing a prank call that went all the way through to the ward where Kate Middleton was, the Duchess, and the nurse was sucked right into it. It was like one of those moments. Who's the ultimate pranker? What's his name? Borat. You know, all that, all the stuff that he does, of course, on film, which has infuriated lots of people, and he's even been sued for some of the things that he's done in a couple of the movies that he's made. Well, anyway, in this case, the prank led to a woman, that nurse that I mentioned and just gave all the details about, killing herself. At least it's believed that's the reason why, because it happened on Friday. So, you know, the fact that she gave out the information, and who knows if they went after her, you know, threatened to fire her or whatever. I cannot imagine that the ward was happy that that information was coming out of there. I'm sure that they were all over her about the policies and the procedures and what you can't say and what you can say. So whether they thought they had terrible English accents or not, she bought whatever the prank, you know, whatever they said in the prank call and went along with it. So London's Metropolitan Police actually ended up contacting the Australians in relation to the call, but, you know, they're not discussing about what or with who they're talking about. They won't really say much about it. I even tried to get some info from a pretty good source I had in England, and not much is coming out of what that conversation was about. But they're investigating the death of the nurse. They're continuing to do that, and they're just providing information. There's nothing that I can imagine that they could really get these two radio bozos for, but they have been bounced. Their show has been bounced anyway for now. However, Jack from Down Under, who knows all about Australian media, being a member of the media for many years there, says that they'll be back, that their contract was basically going to be up for the year. So sure, they get bounced and they say, okay, well, this is over. But he says they'll come back, that this is just what this is just their way to get out of it, but that they'll end up being back. They're shock jocks. And I guess it kind of casts a light on the whole shock jock thing, and when is something too much over the line, you know, when is it, you know, completely ridiculous? And, you know, listen, it's tragic is what it is. It's tragic. Would they have known that this was going to happen? Of course not. Of course they wouldn't have known it. It's just a very sad case. And there's massive controversy surrounding what they ultimately did. And the audio of the call that's posted all over the place, in fact, we'll try to dig that up for you, suggests that a woman spoke briefly to the DJs before she put the call through to the ward where the Duchess of Cambridge was being treated for, you know, that acute morning sickness. So did they have the terrible accents, and did they think they were going to get hung up on, and is that what the, you know, excuse is? But a stunt is a stunt, and, you know, is it harmless fun? Or, you know, can you say that it won't happen again? And there are people that have come to the aid of the two DJs in Australia and said, listen, the death should not be on them. It shouldn't be on them, because they were doing what you do when you do a shocky jock kind of radio show. That's what you sometimes do. I'll tell you this, in the United States, if that happened, trust me, any of the major players would definitely have fired them, whether or not they wanted them to go to the edge of the line and push, because they're probably not thinking that this would happen. And I guarantee, and I'll say this again, not to just completely get them off the hook, but they weren't looking for that. They didn't think that was going to happen. I don't think they thought that their call would get through. A lot of times with the pranks, I think what they believe would happen is that, you know, they would get, that ultimately they would get cut off, because that's what used to happen. People would get frustrated, realize what was going on, and they would hang up. But not always, and this was a not always situation. All right, it's typical of this show, which is perfect for any of you who have ADD. As I said, we were talking about two different things. So there's a deal on the radio hosts, and I'm sure they would be on TV crying for lots of different reasons. But as I mentioned, apparently the inside story is that they'll be back next year. Their year was already finished, as Jack says. Other DJs on that network have done worse, and they're still working there. So they got pulled off the air over the gag, but their year was already up. So they'll just be back. They'll be back. Now, as to the right to work states, 23 in the United States, will Michigan become the 24th? The president says, I hope not. So was it purely coincidence that Obama visited Michigan as he's, as his supporters were gearing up for a massive protest against the legislation? Because what it would do is it would prevent potential employees from being forced to join unions or pay dues to them. That's the one way to look at it. But what the president says is, let's be real, what they're talking about is giving you the right to work for less money. That's how the president builds it. And the company, Daimler, announced that they were adding union jobs, I mentioned this already, at their Detroit plant. So the White House, their position is, listen, we don't want to see this state become the next right to work state. And it just so happens that the president was there visiting a Daimler diesel truck manufacturing plant that was in Detroit to talk about economics, and that the right to work laws don't have anything to do with economics, is what he's saying. It says it has to do with politics. But see, it's the politics of the sweaters. And you know who the sweaters are? I'll explain it again. You and I are the sweaters because we are the middle class. And we're the middle class that is being squeezed. So you have to decide. Do you think that you'd like to see more states become right-to-work states and forget the unions, dump the unions out, and let's just call it even across the board? Or is it better to have the union process? Because without the unions, will it be impossible to get a fair shake? See, here's the thing. Unions, I've said this already, this is why, for me, it depends on the industry, and it's starting to become less so for me. But unions certainly make it much more difficult for America to compete globally when we talk about jobs overseas and all this other stuff, because of higher employee costs that are passed down through the chain and then ultimately onto the consumers. But what about the workers? What about rallying for better pay, better working conditions, all the things that so many people didn't get for so many years? That's why this is a very difficult thing to look at and just say it's completely black and white. In one sense, it is. If we have no choice, if we have no choice and it's a country where we don't have any unions or we have unions. I mean, if that's what it is, and that's how the right to work thing really started to go up. In the state of Texas, it's one of those states that is a right to work state, and I've heard many people complain about some of the terrible working conditions they faced. And then I've heard other people say they've been able to hire more people who run companies, small businesses, because they don't have to worry about that, because they can negotiate with a person themselves, and they can hire the best people, and then they can reward other people, and the people that they have on their payroll who aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, it's easier to fire them. Certainly when you're in a union, it's much harder to have that happen, which was part of the whole protection thing for so long. So those are the two different ways you get it. Either, is it black and white for you? I don't think it's black and white. That's the problem. I don't think it is. I don't think you can say, all unions are bad, and you can't say that right to work is the best course for every single situation. I don't think so. You might disagree. Let me flip out the numbers. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
America tonight. Did anybody nail the score from last week? The game of the week was New England and the Houston Texans. What a year the Texans have had, and this was the capper to week 14. But right from the beginning, it did not live up to the hype. It was a blowout. New England blew out Houston 42-14. So 42-14. So sadly, nobody nailed the score. Now, wait a second. Calm down. Somebody came close. I don't know if Ray in Missouri realizes this, but you're not going to believe it. Do you know the score that Ray in Missouri had? 42-12. New England. That is incredible. 42-12. He missed it by just a couple of points. But you can't, it has to be nailing the score, just like Dave in Vermont did in the first week. Poor Dave in Vermont. It's taken the Elves forever to get his package to him. I mean, it had one return package, one package that got lost, one package that now is on its way. That's crazy. But anyway, he'll get it before Christmas. That's the key thing. Yeah, slow as molasses. So poor Ray in Missouri, that close. Nobody else, of course, nailed the score. My guess was 34-28. New England, Matt's guess was New England would get a 27-24. But Matt, what did you say when we were doing the nail the score thing?
Well, what I had said is in the previous couple of games, whenever we had a matchup that we said is going to be really close and two premier teams, you know, like the San Fran Bears game, I remember this happening, and a couple others too, but I can't specifically remember them, was that it always ended up being a blowout. So I warned our listeners to go against what we were saying and to pick a blowout.
And one did.
One person was smart enough to listen to me.
One did, and it was after you said that, Ray in Missouri. And he came so close. That's crazy. He missed it by 2 points. That close, but nobody nailed it, unfortunately. And so it did turn out to be that, you know, it did turn out to be that kind of, that kind of game. Wow. Crazy week. Week 14. We still have some football left, so don't forget. Wednesday into Thursday show, really Thursday in the wee hours in the third hour, you can play Nail the Score. It's actually really, really fun. It's worth it. Take a nap during the day. If you're a third shifter or you have a weird schedule where sometimes you're late, sometimes you're early, I know that happens to a lot of people. It's worth it. We have fun. Three segments on the show, lightening the load. It's like playing the lottery, but you don't have to pay to play. You just have to call us, and once the supercomputer picks the game of the week, once the game of the week is chosen, you just have to pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. You don't have to know diddly about football, because obviously a lot of the analysts were dead wrong on half of the scores and half of what has happened. You know how you know you don't have to be an expert? The best thing to do is save the preseason magazines from Sports Illustrated, from Pro Football Weekly, or any of those, and go back and look and see what the predictions were for who was going to win what and what ultimately their record would be. And sometimes they'll get a couple of them right, but usually never the whole thing. So, it's very, very tough. There is no ultimate crystal ball to know with injuries, changes in personnel, things happen along the way, and no coach worth their salt should do this. They don't use it as an excuse because everybody has to deal with injuries and problems with a football team and also what happens with opponents, too. However, there, you see certain trends, but it doesn't matter. So in other words, what I'm telling you is don't be shy to belly up and give us a call because we have fun doing it, and you may be the winner. You might actually nail the score because whether you have massive football knowledge or none and you don't even like the game, it doesn't matter because you could actually be the winner. All right, speaking of winning, I read the story about the final ticket, the lottery winner out of Arizona. And I don't think you're going to like this story. The winner out of Arizona, I think he had some money because he got his financial team together and decided, this is the great thing, he decided he was going to cash in and pay all the taxes because of the fiscal cliff. He didn't want his tax rate to go up. So he makes just under $200 million. But he's in his 30s, has a family, was in Pennsylvania, moved to Arizona. And he paid his house totally off, $289,000 house with beautiful views of the mountains and just a gorgeous house because somebody looked it up. So he wasn't struggling. I don't know. I mean, hey, whoever wins gets the golden ticket, the Willy Wonka golden ticket, and wins, they win. But here's the other part about this. He must like his job. He's not quitting his job. So almost $200 million, and the statement that he gave to the lottery people, were all those little details about getting his team together, cashing out because he didn't want to get slapped by the fiscal cliff, and that he wasn't going to quit his job. He didn't. He liked his job, and he didn't feel the need to quit his job. Oh, that's no fun. It's so much more fun when somebody who has only two nickels to rub together wins the lottery, changes their life, quits their job, and gets to say, I'm gone, and they don't come back. Don't we like those kind of endings? I mean, who knows? They didn't say he owned the company, but apparently he likes wherever he is. Once your name gets out, I don't know that he's going to like all the attention, all the mail he's going to get, all the people that will ultimately find out where he lives and who will probably brazenly knock on the door and ask for money, because that's what previous lottery winners have said. Whenever there's a big lottery, they get kind of a little bit of a target on their back, not just for family. Everybody assumes, oh, that's family. You know, family that they have never heard from, all of a sudden they reappear and they want to get some money because they know that their relative is now just completely loaded and a millionaire many times over. But it's often the strangers that will come and tell you a sob story, and sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not, and they'll flat out ask for money. All right, we're going to end on this note. How safe are our highways? Well, check this out. The Department of Transportation says that deaths on the highways are the lowest in more than 60 years. That seems hard to believe. Aren't we always whining about people texting and crashing and not paying attention? But it seems that technology is good for a few things because they are crediting improved technology for part of the reason why the roads are safer or worse, have been safer up to 2011 than they've been in 60 years, especially when you had people that were in passenger cars or SUVs or whatever, because they say the number of fatalities per vehicle and the miles travel at the lowest. But I guess it's no reason to go woohoo and celebrate and drive faster. They say, or lower your guard. You have to be a defensive driver after all. Fatalities are on the rise in some categories. They say, especially for cyclists, people who are on bikes and people who are on motorcycles because of distracted drivers. That I believe. I just don't think you should be on a bike in a heavily trafficked area. I wouldn't trust the people for the texting reasons. And I think they don't pay attention, and then it's more than, they call it getting doored. Somebody opens their door, and you're going by on a bike. I mean, people are getting flat and getting killed because they're not paying attention. So deaths in crashes involving drunk drivers dropped 2.5% in 2011. How about that? That's good news. Let's hope it continues. So, like I said, I guess technology is good for a few things, perhaps.
See, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.